As the white moms on Facebook say, there ain't no hood like motherhood. Being a mom is probably one of the biggest responsibilities a woman will ever face in her life. From the time you get up, from the time you go to bed, you're always being a mom, whether your kid is the age of 2 or 19. If I didn't have my mom watching out for me, I'd honestly probably be dead. Imagine, though, if your mom was behind bars. How would that have changed your entire life? According to the Journal of Criminal Law and Criminology, in 2014, there were a total of 215,332 women incarcerated, with 106,232 women in prisons, and 109,100 in jails. The Bureau of Justice estimates that 70% of these women are mothers, and the Journal of Offender Rehabilitation reports that 5% of these women are pregnant. Mothers with nonviolent charges shouldn't have their children ripped away from them. According to the Women in Prisons chapter of the Encyclopedia of Criminology and Criminal Justice, the Adoption of Safe Families Act called for the reduction of long-term stays in foster care, quick adoption by facilitating quick termination of parental rights, and authorization of the state to initiate termination of parental rights when a child has been living under foster care for 15 of the last 22 months. This Adoption of Safe Families Act tried to help, but they actually just screwed these moms over. It didn't take into account that more than 60% of women serve prison sentences for 24 months or more. This stripped mothers of their parental rights and destroyed the bonds with their children. In order for a mother to maintain her relationship and bond with her children, many prisons offer visitation hours. Transportation and phone calls are just two of the many costs one would have to pay in order to stay in contact with their children and therefore repair and maintain their relationships. This monitored time together is all they get, and I'm sure it's uncomfortable for both the mom and the child. Both women and men can work while in prison, but for very little money. This work includes working in custodial maintenance, groundskeeping, or food service jobs for the prisons that they are serving their sentences in. This sounds great, but the average of the minimum daily wages paid to incarcerated workers for non-industry prison jobs is currently 86 cents. This low wage makes it nearly impossible for a mom to cover the costs of phone calls or transportation for their children to see them, and in turn, weakening their relationship. A touching story found in Emily Halter's article from the Journal of Criminal Law and Criminology tells new mother Kayla's experience of giving birth while incarcerated. Kayla was handcuffed to the hospital bed during an induced labor and delivery, and with no family, was allowed to be present for the birth of her daughter. Kayla had less than 2 days with her daughter, named Angelica, savoring every moment she had with her. Halter adds that she cried, "Oh my God, she's so beautiful, and I love her, I love her, I love her, and I just want to hold her forever." It can be assumed that all of our moms felt this way when they first met us. The majority of women who give birth while in prison have their children immediately taken away from them. But what if there was a way that we could keep these moms and newborns together? Across the country, there are only 7 units in jails and prisons called MBUs, or mother-baby units. These units allow mothers to be with their babies while still serving time. And it must be said that these moms have to follow a very strict set of rules in order to be in the program. Some of these rules include no violence, no drugs, and much more. This allows prisons to keep these babies safe while also cultivating a mother-baby bond.